Zvachim Perikei Mishnah Gimel. The previous two Mishnayos dealt with Chatas Karbanos, where the blood was sprinkled in the Heichal, in the Mizbeach, that was the golden Mizbeach on the inside, and also on Yom Kippur, that was sprinkled between the Badim of the Aron and the Kodesh Kodeshim. These are called Chatos Pinimios. These are Karbanos that are done on the inner Mizbeach. Now, the next Mishnah deals with Chatos that are Chitzonios, that were sprinkled, their blood was sprinkled on the outer Mizbeach that stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara. A little bit of a visualization of that Mizbeach. The Mizbeach in the Azara consisted of three squares on top of each other, almost wedding cake style. The bottom layer, called the Yesod, was only one amma high, about, let's say, at most 2 feet high, and one amma wide. And it measured 32 amas on the west side and 32 amas on the north side, with a little extra amma sticking out into the south and the east in order for it to be considered to be going all the way around. But really, it was only in an L shape around two sides of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had a ramp going up from the south side. And on the other side of the Mizbeach, the north side is where a lot of these karbanos are going to take place. Now, the second layer, besides the Yesod, which was along the ground, the second layer, the big box of the Mizbeach, measured 30 across by 30 wide, and was 5 amas tall, approximately 10 feet tall. And it had a piece sticking out where the top layer of the wedding cake would come down. So it had a sovev, as they called it, the circuit, which went around the entire Mizbeach. And the sovev was 2 amos wide on each side going all the way around. So there's a good 4 feet there, and some of the avodos required that the Kohen would go around on the sovev and then come back down again. The top part, known as simply the Mizbeach, was 28 amos by 28 amos and was 3 amos high, and that was called the Mizbeach, with at each corner an extra protrusion, a keren, a horn as they called it, 1 amma high. So the total height of the Mizbeach was 10 amos altogether, about 20 feet tall. The base, the yesod, was 1 amma. The sovev was at 5 amos level. And then the Mizbeach 3, and then one more up at the top corners. And also, at the midpoint of the Mizbeach, 5 amos above the ground, 4 amos above the Yesod, there was a line called the Chut HaSikra, which was a red line which went all the way around the Mizbeach, and it was 1 tefach wide. And that Sikra bisected the height of the Mizbeach, and some of the blood needed to be sprinkled above the Sikra, some of it below. There was also a ramp, a kevesh, which was 32 amos long, so it was just as long as the entire Mizbeach again, and it was 16 amos wide. That's the ramp with the famous stories of the Kohen and pushing each other off to try to get up and do the Avoda. There were two smaller ramps along either side. The one on the right led Kohanim up to go onto the Sovev that went around the middle of the Mizbeach, and the one on the left was used for descending from the Sovev to go down to the Yesod, to go down to the base again. So we have approximately a 20-foot tall Mizbeach, with three layers, the Yesod on the bottom, the middle section, and then the Mizbeach part on top with the Koronos on top of that. Chatos HaTzibur V'Hayochid. Public and private Karbonos Chatos. These are Elohim Chatos HaTzibur. These are considered to be the public or Chitzonios Chatos that are going to be brought or sprinkled at least on the outside Mizbeach. And they include Seirei Rosh HaChodashim, the male goat Musaf Karbonos on Rosh Chodesh, and Vishel Moados of the Yomim Tovim. Shchitas and Betzafon, they were shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach, the side opposite the ramp. The Kibul Daman B'Klisharis Betzafon, and the blood was collected in Klisharis also there in the north. V'Daman Ta'un Arba Matonos Arba Kronos, and the blood required 4 sprinklings on the 4 horns of this Mizbeach Hachitzon that was out in the Azara. So Ketzad, so how was it done? What procedure did the Kohen follow when it was sprinkling time? Ola Bakevesh, he would go up the ramp, holding in his hand the klisharis that had the dam in it. Then he would go up until the sovev. So up the ramp, Ufana La Sovev, he would turn right onto the Sovev to go up the side ramp that reached the Sovev, as we explained. And he's going to stand on the Sovev, which will allow him to touch the corners of the Mizbeach above his head with his finger, as he's supposed to do with the Dam. Uvalo Lekaren Dromis Mizrachis. And then he would come to the southeastern corner. So because the ramp, the Kevesh, goes up the south side of the Mizbeach, when the Kohen turns right, when he's coming southward, the first Keren that he's going to reach is the southeastern Keren. He would sprinkle the blood on that Keren, and then Mizrachis Tzifonis, he would continue along the Sovev till he got to the next Keren, which is the northeastern one, sprinkle the Dam. Then Tzifonis Ma'arabis, he would sprinkle on the northwestern corner, because he's making a counterclockwise circle, making his way around the Mizbeach. And then finally, Ma'arabis Dromis, he would get to the southwestern Keren, and he would do the sprinkling for the last one of them. Shiyare Hadam HaYashofech HaYasod Dromi. The remainder of the dam left in the Kli Sharis, after he did the sprinkling, he would pour out over the southern base, the Yesod of the Mizbeach. There were these two kind of narrow spaces, apertures, openings, on the southwest corner of the Yesod. One on the western side, one on the southern side, and he would pour the blood in there. And the remainder of the outer sin offerings would go, the chatos would go into the southern hole on the Yesod, and the ones that were done in the previous two Mishnayos on the inner Mizbeach, those were poured into the western hole. So you've got two kind of indentations down there in the Yesod where the blood is going to drain in, and so you use one for the inner chatos and one for the outer chatos. He's done with it. The edible parts of these korban chatos were eating within the hangings of the azara, because it says that they should be eaten in the Torah in the azara of the Ohel Moed. So in Yerushalayim, the walls of the azara replaced what they used to call the hangings, which were the hanging curtains that made up the walls of the Mishkan back in the Midbar. They are eaten there by Lezichrei Kohuna, male Kohanim only. They're the only ones who are allowed to eat because the Torah says so specifically. B'chol ma'achol, you can prepare it any way you want to, liyom v'laylo ad chatzos, for a night and a day, for a day and a night until midnight. So they can roast it, they can cook it, they can prepare it any way they choose to, and they can eat it for the remainder of that day when you did the shechita, and the following night up until chatzos. And that is when the Nosar deadline takes place. Anything left over is Nosar, and you're not allowed to eat it to avoid incurring the penalty of Kares. Mishnah Dalet, Ha'ola, the offering the carbon that is completely burnt, is Kodshei Kadashim, is most holy, as we've said. We said with the Chatos, the Asham, and the Ola that these are considered to be Kodesh Kadashim. And this is Shchitasa B'Tzafon. Once again, like the previous Mishnah, as we've been saying, they shechted the animal on the north side of the outer Mizbeach that's there in the Azara. And B'kibol Dama B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon, they would collect the blood into the Kli Sharis in the north side. B'Dama Ta'un Shtei Matano Shehein Arba. Unlike the Chatos, this Dam needs two sprinklings, which are four. And so the way this works is that he stands on the floor of the Azara, sprinkles the dam below the Chut HaSikra, which bisects the height of the Mizbeach, once on the northeastern corner and once on the southwestern corner. So unlike the Chatos, when he had to climb up the ramp and then walk around the Mizbeach, sprinkling as he went, here he stands on ground level, sprays a lot of dam on each of those two opposite diagonal corners, so that when he does the dam on the northeastern corner, it'll hit both the north and the eastern direction of the wall where they meet. And when he does it on the southwestern corner, the same thing is going to happen. This is called two sprinklings, which are four, because although he's only doing two sprinkling actions, he is hitting all four directions on it. Why these specific corners? Because the southeastern corner had no Yesod, and the first sprinkling has to be over the Yesod, it says in the Gemara in Zvachim. So because he has to start by the Yesod, he starts with the northeastern corner, and then goes to the southwestern corner, not doing the southeastern corner because the Yesod doesn't reach there. Also, Ute'una Hefshet, This ola requires flaying of the hide off of the carcass, v'nituach, and cutting into pieces, because in Vayikra it says specifically that he should do that. V'cholil lo ishim, and then totally consumed by the fire, all the cut up pieces, all the fats, everything is burned on the fire. It's all laid there, and the kohen has to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach, as it is said in Sefer Vayikra. The hide, however, belongs to the kohanim, even though this is a korban ola. The rest of the blood, then they're going to pour it out over the southern base, as we saw with other ones, so they don't repeat the same rule that it said at the end of Mishnah Aleph, because it's the same basic halacha, where you pour it into that drain over there by the southern yesod.